You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference held at the Glasgow Science Centre, and we are at the end of day one, and we were very honoured that our closing remarks for day one were provided by Ana Sofia Antunes, I apologise for my pronunciation, who is the Secretary of State for Inclusion and for People with Disabilities in Portugal. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, welcome to Glasgow, and welcome to the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference. Can you, for our listeners, just summarize your closing remarks from day one?
It's a great honor to be invited to be here with RNIB in this conference and to have the opportunity to see these new technologies that are being developed by different companies. Namely, the My Eyes that has many different implementations in Portugal. For us, is a very interesting project. What I try to summarize in my closing remarks was the idea that persons with disabilities. And first of all, persons with low vision or that are totally blind don't have to live with the permanent sensation that they have to run back to the technological advances. And this is what I still feel in this moment. I think we are always behind of the technological advances, because when these advances are done in the phase of programmation, our needs, our special needs, our special requirements are not considered since the beginning. And if it was a reality, of course our lives would be much more easier than are in this moment. The second idea is that I think that accessibility is more than one area areas of inclusion of persons with disability is the area, the main area, because this is the subject, the element that guarantees inclusion to the other different parts or areas of the persons with disability lives. If you don't have accessibility, you cannot attend education, high school, you cannot work, you cannot attend a training, probably you cannot leave your home and go with autonomy and independence to do some sport or to have a leisure moment. So accessibility is the connecting element between all of these other areas. So accessibility is the issue and not one more issue.
And what do you think is the biggest accessibility barrier that disabled people face? Do you think it's the attitude of other people? Do you think the technology is not there yet? Or what do you think is the biggest hurdle that we have to deal with as disabled people?
I don't know if there are a main barrier in the accessibility. Probably the main barrier will always be the mindset, the mental focus of people in general. If you have the correct mindset, it's easier for us persons with disability. If it's not, it's difficult. But I think that this is the main pathway that we are doing in this moment, transforming mentalities, transforming the way how people look at us, how people see us, because we are leaving our homes, we are on the streets, we are working, we are studying, we are doing normal things, and only knowing persons with disability, being with them, is possible to deconstruct the mythos and the wrong ideas that sometimes persons without disabilities have.
Thank you so much for coming and for speaking at our conference this week. We truly appreciate that. What does it mean for you? Why are you here? What was your reason for coming? What's your motivation? What do you hope to take away with you?
I think it's important to take new ideas, new projects to present in other places. For example, in Portugal, to have this project there and to give this up to the construction and the development of new technologies there too.
Well, thank you so much once again for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, just tell me, how badly am I getting your name wrong? Anna Sophia Antunes. Antunes, there we go. We got there in the end. The Secretary of State for Inclusion and People with Disabilities from Portugal. Thanks again.